You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A shoeless 10-year-old boy wanders through his neighborhood looking for food. Neighbors take the boy in and ask about his parents, but the boy begs not to be taken home. The neighbors get Georgia police involved. The boy tells them his parents, Krista and Tyler Shinley, beat him and lock him in his room with no food for long periods of time.
Neighbors had previously seen the boy only from a distance and did not believe he was any older than 6 due to his size. The boy weighed just 36 pounds when he was taken to the hospital for severe malnourishment, dental injuries, and disfigurement from beatings. The Shinleys began homeschooling their children in 2020 when authorities believed the abuse began. Several other children in the home showed no signs of mistreatment.
The Shinleys now facing a long list of charges, including attempted malice murder and cruelty to children. They may be locked up, but at least they're getting 3 meals a day, unlike their child. As Miami Fire Rescue Station 32 completes a training exercise, Lacombric Hannah sneaks in and steals a fire truck. Hannah crashes into a cop cruiser before continuing his joyride, leading police on a chase for about an hour. Hannah now charged with grand theft of emergency medical equipment. Stealing a fire truck? When he does it big. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police are looking for 3 suspects who they believe to be the shooters who opened fire on a busy Florida beachside promenade on Memorial Day. The attack injured 8 people, including a 1-year-old, and sent onlookers scrambling for shelter. Hollywood police are asking for the public's assistance in identifying the gunman who fled the area in the confusion that sent hundreds of people running for their lives and ducking for cover as bullets injured bystanders. 2 18-year-olds were involved in a fight that led to the gunshots. According to police, both have been detained on firearms-related offenses. 5 handguns have also been found, one of them reportedly stolen in the Miami area and another in Texas. Officers and witnesses say the altercation broke out around 6:30 p.m. Monday in front of a busy section of businesses on the Hollywood Oceanfront Broadwalk. A former Florida sheriff's deputy is facing charges of failing to stop the shooter who killed 14 students and 3 staff members at a Parkland high school 5 years ago. Jury selection is now underway. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Hundreds of potential jurors are expected to be weeded out over the next few days by the counsel for former Broward County Deputy Scott Peterson, the prosecution, and Circuit Judge Martin Fine in order to find 50 people who say they could serve impartially for the 2 months the trial is anticipated to last. The attorneys will attempt to agree on a panel of 6 with 4 alternates from among those 50 next week. Florida is one of 6 states that permit 6-member juries in cases other than capital murder. The other states are Arizona, Connecticut, Indiana, Massachusetts, and Utah. In felony cases, 12-member juries are used in every other state.
Throughout Nicholas Cruz's 6-minute attack, February 14, 2018, 60-year-old Peterson held a position outside the 3-story classroom building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. A Virginia man is now in police custody, charged with the murder of New Jersey Councilwoman Eunice Jumfor. The woman was gunned down outside her home in February. According to the Middlesex County prosecutor, 28-year-old Rashid Ali Bynum of Portsmouth, Virginia, is linked to the killing of the 30-year-old Sayreville councilwoman after authorities tracked his movements February 1st using cell phone and car location data. Additionally, he resembled the gunman described by locals in Sayreville, where Jumfor had been a council member for approximately a year. The announcement comes close to 4 months after the councilwoman was discovered dead, shot to death in her white SUV outside of her townhouse while her 11-year-old daughter listened to the gunshots from inside. The primary suspect in the unsolved 2005 disappearance of Alabama student Natalie Holloway will not fight Peru's decision to extradite him to the U.S. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
According to our friends with the Associated Press, the attorney for Joran Vandersloot says his client has written to him stating that, quote, he will go to the United States. The Dutch national, who is currently serving a 28-year term for the murder of a Peruvian woman, wrote the letter while incarcerated in a maximum security facility in the Andes. The Peruvian government declared in May that Vandersloot will be temporarily handed over to American law enforcement to stand trial on allegations of wire fraud and extortion. Holloway, who lived in a Birmingham, Alabama suburb with her family, was 18 years old when she vanished while traveling to the Caribbean island of Aruba with her classmates. After spending the evening at a nightclub with friends, she disappeared, leaving a mystery that has been the subject of years of press coverage and countless true crime podcasts. Vandersloot, a pupil at an international school on the island, was last seen leaving a bar with Holloway on the night of her disappearance.
Weeks after Holloway was last seen, Vandersloot and two Surinamese brothers were arrested as suspects. No charges were brought in the case, and Holloway's body has never been located. Later, Holloway was declared dead by a judge.
Tabitha Queen, 29, leaves her three children at home to make a quick run to the grocery store. She never comes home. Queen spotted on a Louisiana Save You More grocery store surveillance video, but more footage shows an unidentified man parking Queen's car across town. Queen's oldest daughter tells cops her mom recently let a man borrow her car, and the two argue when he returned it with what looked like bloodstains in the trunk. Police still investigating whether that argument connected to Queen's disappearance. Tabitha Queen, now missing 2 years. If you know anything about her disappearance, please call Bastrop, Louisiana PD, 318-281-1322. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.